Rudy Giuliani on Break with Sidney Powell, We Are Pursuing Two Different Theories. By Jeff Poor on November 23, 2020. Monday, during an appearance on Fox Business Network's Lou Dobbs Tonight, Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani responded to a question about his team's decision to announce a break with Sidney Powell on Sunday. Giuliani attributed it to his pursuit of a different theory than Powell's approach and proceeded to lay out his effort. "I think it's because we're pursuing two different theories," he said. "Our theory of the case to get to the Supreme Court now in four places. And it's soon going to be in two others, and there'll be an overall lawsuit. Is basically misconduct of the election by state officials in at least five or six different states in which the misconduct of the election involved deprivation of constitutional rights for the president. For example, in one part of the state, you could fix a ballot, Democrat part. Other part of the state, you couldn't fix a ballot. One part of the state, the ballots were examined. The other part of the state, they didn't care if the ballots were examined. In Pennsylvania, there are 680,000 unexamined ballots that virtually were put in secretly by Democrats alone. That's outrageous. That is misconduct of the election. Elections are supposed to be conducted under the auspices of the laws passed by the legislature. And, in fact, they made a mockery of it in Pennsylvania," Giuliani continued. "The only place maybe worse is Michigan, and particularly the city of Detroit. The city of Detroit probably had more voters than it had citizens. I'm exaggerating a bit, but all you have to do is look at statistical data. And you can see that the fraud was rampant and out of control. What happened this time, Lou, they had these mail ballots, which I think was always part of the plan. They always cheated somewhat with absentee ballots. But, for example, they only had 450,000 absentee ballots 4 years ago in Pennsylvania. This time they had 2.6 million. That's like, you know, that's like letting a couple of thieves free all night in Tiffany. And these expert voter fraud people, which you've got to say that Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia and Detroit have a great expertise in voter fraud. It isn't the first election they've stolen. But this time, they had massive ballots to do it with. And we have evidence," he added. "The evidence has been presented, and the media lies that we have no evidence. They're just too lazy to read our 100 affidavits, which are in the public record, from American citizens whose votes were stolen from them." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.